Good morning. This is Kate Olson with the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Today we're going to chat about the May Ag Decision Maker newsletter released at the end of May. One of the hot topics in the newsletter is the Cash Rental Rate for Iowa 2021 survey. The survey is conducted annually, and according to the 2021 survey, rental rates across the state have increased an average of 4.5%, which averages to about $10 per acre. The statewide average of rent per acre is now $232 an acre. The survey also surveys land that is considered to be high quality, medium quality, and low quality. On average, across the state, high quality land saw an increase of 3.9%, medium quality land saw an increase of 4.5%, and low quality land is up 4.8%. According to Alejandra Plastina, associate professor in economics and extension economist with ISU Extension, who helps conduct the survey, this is the first substantial increase in cash rents since 2013, when rents peaked and 4 years of declining rents and 3 years of stable rent followed that 2013 peak. The average cash rental rate in Iowa, again, is $232 per acre. Here in District 7 in southwest Iowa, where Cass County is located, the average rate rose from $203 per acre to $214 per acre. Again, an unusually large jump in rental rates. Previous year's rental rates in District 7 had been $206, $207, $207, $203 down last year, and then up to $214 an acre on the 2021 survey. You can find out more about the factors behind that rate jump in the May Ag Decision Maker newsletter or by finding the Iowa Cash Rental Survey page in the leasing section of the Ag Decision Maker website. This month's Ag Decision Maker newsletter also includes an article on computing a cropland cash rental rate, which is a decision tool that can help producers and landowners estimate cash rental rates, as well as gain more information on different types of farm lease agreements, including short-form, long-form, and flexible lease agreements that may contain various factors. As always, Plastina reminds farmers and industry partners that the survey uses averages and is meant to be a reference for decision making, not a blueprint. Surveys should always be used as a discussion starter and not as an absolute price setter. Provides something to share between landowners and tenants as a starting point for discussions, whether the county averages make sense to them and why, and how they should handle the negotiation in terms of actual characteristics of the farm. According to the survey, some other factors that may justify a higher or lower than average rent include small or unusual shape fields, terraces or creeks that may affect the time it takes to plant and harvest, difficult or restricted access to the fields, fertility, including high or low fertility levels or pH index, existence of contracts for growing seed, specialty grains, or other manure application factors, above average local grain prices due to proximity to biofuel plants or feed mills, USDA program variables such as crop bases and assigned yields, longevity of the lease, and any other services provided by the tenant. Again, all of this information and more can be found on the 2021 Cash Rental Rates for Iowa 2021 survey, which is one of the featured topics in the May Ag Decision Maker newsletter. You can find that online or give our office a call. We'd be happy to get a copy sent your way. Also want to remind folks that we are now taking applications for the Master Gardener program. The 2021 Fall Master Gardener class starts in August. However, the deadline for this year has moved up to July 1st. If you're interested in becoming a Master Gardener, we invite you to apply to join the class that starts in early August. You do need to apply by July 1st, as the class is moving to a different format this year. It will be taught online at a self-paced module. So if you are interested in taking classes as it works for you, these are videos and interactive tutorials that you can work through at your own pace. The class will be open online from August 30th to November 5th. You'll have a pre- and post-assessment. Topics will include vegetables, insects, houseplants, flowers, fruits, turf grass, landscape design, native plants, propagating plants, wildlife, pest management, and plant problems. This is approximately 40 hours of education. In addition, Cass County will be hosting several hands-on workshops throughout the training to get you to the full 40 hours. We would like to get a good group of volunteers together to make those hands-on workshops more enjoyable. So again, if you're interested in becoming a Master Gardener in Cass County, I encourage you to visit the Iowa Master Gardener website and apply for that program today. If you're not familiar with the Master Gardener program, Master Gardeners are volunteers that serve their communities by sharing gardening best practices and teaching others about gardening, as well as volunteering their time. Master Gardeners volunteer as individuals to share their time and expertise helping in community gardens, city beautification projects, and farmers markets, among many other volunteer opportunities. More locally, Master Gardeners help put on many local projects, such as our garden seminars, bus tours, as well as helping with gardening projects around the county, helping with local food donation projects, sponsoring gardening grants to local community groups, and also providing scholarships to those pursuing degrees in horticulture. Once you've completed the Master Gardener training, you need to complete 40 volunteer hours of service to maintain your Master Gardener status. And after that, to maintain your active status, you need to complete a certain number of continuing education and volunteer hours every year. Again, if you'd like more information on this program, we encourage you to give our office a call to learn more about becoming a Master Gardener. You can also visit the Iowa Master Gardener website to learn more about the program and sign up there. You can also stop down and chat with a Master Gardener. We will be set up in the Atlantic City Park for the Produce in the Park kickoff tomorrow evening, Thursday, the 3rd of June. Look for the ISU Extension tent and learn more about the Master Gardener program at that time. Again, for information on upcoming events and resources from Iowa State University Extension, we encourage you to give the Cass County Extension Office a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online at the Cass County Extension website. You can also follow Cass County Extension or the Cass County Master Gardeners on Facebook. Stop by 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic on the fairgrounds. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.